Wealthy Americans may not be spending so freely anymore, and the rest of us could be feeling the squeeze.
The question now is whether the wealthy will cut back so much that it tips us back into recession, or if they'll spend us into a sustained recovery.
Joining us live to take a look at this is correspondent Janine Aversa. Janine, what are economists saying about all of this?
Well, economists really watch the wealthy closely because they spend the most amount of money, and they are the biggest drivers in terms of spending. So where they go, kind of the rest of the economy follows. And today, in fact, the government reported that both spending and income growth flatlined in June. So that seems to be bearing out this new cautious approach that the wealthy are taking again.
Always, I'm curious about what they mean by wealthy, because we here on the West Coast and probably the East Coast, when they talk about those who make over a certain amount, and then, you know, we feel like, okay, well, you know, I make that, I'm not wealthy, but compared to the middle of the country, I guess we are. But who are we talking about?
Well, in this instance, we're talking about the top 5% of Americans, and those are people who earn at least $207,000 a year. And so what economists are finding is that this top group, the richest 5%, are now buying less. They have turned cautious. And that's a change from the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, the economy was moving ahead. It was growing again. It was growing at a modest pace. And what we had seen fueling that is that the wealthy Americans were out buying again. We saw that in high-end luxury goods sales, and we saw that in economic figures in terms of spending. So you might think, well, geez, what's changed? And what we found is that at the beginning of the year, the stock market, which had been clobbered by the recession, was starting to rebound and come back to life again. And that helped to build Americans' net worth back up, not all the way back up to pre-recession levels, but it gave them a nice little boost. That made these wealthy Americans who have a lot of their assets in the stock market, made them feel more inclined to spend. But that changed in May and June of this year when the stock market started tanking in response to worries about the European debt crisis. That really is a drag on net worth. We don't have those figures yet from the Federal Reserve, but a lot of economists think that there will be lost ground in the second quarter.
Janine Aversa, to what degree are we talking about small business owners, and how important are they in the scheme of things for a sustained recovery?
Small business owners are very important. They, during recoveries, they account for more than half of the jobs that are brought on board. But we haven't been seeing that kind of job generation. And one of the reasons is because credit is tight. You know, small businesses are different from big companies. Big companies can go to capital markets and they can get financing. But your small businesses, they rely on banks and sometimes on uses of credit cards in order to, you know, pay payrolls and pay for supplies. And there's been all different kinds of issues about the crimping of lending to small businesses, and the Federal Reserve is looking into that now.
Well, we sure thank you for joining us and bringing us up to date on how people are spending or not, as the case may be. That's AP correspondent Janine Aversa.
And let me just confirm that I'm pretty sure that you need to make $207,000 a year in Los Angeles to qualify for a loan on a starter home.
Yes, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's a totally different world, you know, depending on where you live.
Yeah. Your results may vary. Talk to your local banker to see if I know what the heck I'm talking about.